See, right there, even with the language, you get a cold or a flu. The word get is a problem. That is coming from the germ theory brainwashing, that you are a victim who walks around in your world getting things. I was just walking down the street and then I got a cold. I just went to a party and now I have a cold. I got it from someone. This is the sea change that's needed for our thinking. You didn't get anything. You made your sickness. The toxins in your body from your lifestyle made you sick, made you have symptoms. Symptoms are healing you. Symptoms are expressions. They are releases of toxins that have been stored inside your body. And there are triggers for those things. All kinds of things can say to the body, enough. You go to a party, eat a bunch of junk, drink a bunch of alcohol, stay up late. Next day, you have a stuffy nose or a sore throat. You go, oh, I must have got something when I went to that party. Well, that's called victimhood. And that is just not how the body works. And the sooner we get out of the germ theory brainwashing and understand that those particles actually have never been isolated or shown to cause any disease in any way, shape, or form, they don't actually exist as described, in fact, by the methods section of every virology paper that exists that we've examined. So the problem is this. We don't want to take self-responsibility for our actions and behaviors. It's way easier to pass the buck onto somebody else or somewhere else or an invisible floating particle for why we have expressive symptoms. And the way we speak, the way we assume is part of this issue. So we need to change the word I got it, or I'm getting it, or I acquired it from someone else, or it's this, I'm blaming this particle for why I'm sick. No, you made yourself sick with your lifestyle by poisoning yourself, by suppressing symptoms with drugs and shots, and not allowing the mechanisms to actually work as designed, which is to create the symptoms to push out the wastes. And that means mucus formation. All the symptoms that you associate with a cold or a flu is actually a healing process of your body to rebalance it and to remove all the garbage that you've been putting inside your body, whether it's from negative thinking, emotional trauma, the poor diet. All of those things matter and they accumulate inside of you. So you didn't get anything. You don't get a cold or flu. Colds and flus are detox. That's it. So this nonsense has to end, really. It has to stop because it's just pushing forward these ideas that somehow magically we collect a particle, like some sort of bacteria, some sort of living particle is like hurting us randomly. It doesn't happen. That's not reality. What real is our behaviors and actions create consequences, and our body needs to balance. And our body needs to express and remove the waste. And that's what we're seeing. And that's all colds and flus are. They have nothing to do with an invisible particle, irrelevant, absolutely hogwash, unscientific, and fraud. And anybody pushing the idea that we get these things is a hack. I'm sorry. You've had more than enough time to do the research, to do the deep dive, to understand these particles don't exist. And here you are still pushing it. So, what's our conclusion? There's only two conclusions. If you're still pushing germ theory, you're either an unresearched idiot or you're a plant with an agenda. It's pretty much the only two places you can go with that. So I hope people can figure sooner.